Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Dominik Keller. He is the head of global development at Fracht Group in Switzerland and is a good friend of mine as well. First and foremost, Dominik, welcome to this interview.
Thanks a lot, Bo. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to see you again, my friend. As with all interviewees, I always keep the same way. Why fix it if it ain't broken? So the same for you. I would like to know, first and foremost, what got you into logistics in the first place? Why are you here?
Well, it was a long time ago when I was actually 16 years old. A father of a friend of mine was working for a company called Natural in Switzerland, and I just found it interesting to be connected with the world, speaking all the languages and traveling around. And then I also liked the vessels and the airplanes. So I said, why not? This would be something for me.
Okay, it's funny how many of us, get into it by chance and we never look back. We stay here, right?
That's true. Never. You start with it, you never get rid of it.
Definitely. It sounds like something I know. What can you tell me about the Fracht Group, Dominik? It's quite a successful and relatively big-sized project freight forwarding company, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I would say in Europe, we're quite known. It's not so much in some other areas in the world. The Fracht Group has been founded in 1955. Mm-hmm. So has already some years, and we are now actually the head office is located in Basel, where I'm located, and we have now 130 offices in I think 47 countries in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's own offices and on all continents.
So your job is you tailor make the solutions for customers, and you focus on, let's say, you do a lot of project cargo, heavy lift, transformers, renewable, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I would say initially the Fracht Group was mainly active in the project business. Nowadays it's about 50-50 on the turnover. We are quite active in the energy market, alternative energies, also rolling stock markets. And then on the other side, we also handle a lot of general cargo. So I would say it's about 50-50 at the moment. And we're going into new territories, new products. And my job is to build up the new office network. So whenever we open up or taking over a company, then I'm involved at the initial stage. But in some countries also, I follow them up to now. So quite interesting job, I have to say. Yeah.
No, of course, it's true. I mean, sometimes when people are taking over other people, so to speak, some of the synergy is lost, because if you lose good people in a company which you buy, then more can be lost than won. So it's really important that you do that right, so to speak.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I would say we usually take over companies which we already know, so which we've worked with for many years. So it's not a total clash of policies, of mentalities. We know the people, and we are not the company who's like a bulldozer changing everything. We want to keep the good things always.
Now that sounds like a smart move. I said the same to my ex-wife, actually, but she still wanted to go. Anyway, maybe the money wasn't right.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Dominik, you've also been outside the small landlocked country where you're in now. You've been staying in Brazil, haven't you? You have overseas experience, right?
Yeah, well, I was working in, first of all, I started in Spain after my apprenticeship, and then I moved to Spain for 2 years. Then I came back, and it kind of sparked the interest to work abroad. So I went to the US for another 2 years in New York. Mm-hmm. Then I was traveling for, I think, 5-6 months in South America. Then moved back to Switzerland, and then also got my wife, met my wife in this traveling experience. Then I went back to Switzerland, but then moved to Brazil. Initially, I started in Rio, and mm-hmm. then for 4 years, and then I moved to Sao Paulo for 7 years. So 11 years in Brazil.
Wow.
And then 10 years ago, I came back to Switzerland.
Fantastic. I mean, it's really, I believe in this way, you need to travel and actually not only to resorts, but actually to live in a country abroad, then you will have much more understanding. I mean, it's an impressive career, especially in a continent like South America. It's not so easy as it may sound.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I learned now that there are also more complicated continents like Africa. And Brazil is easy going in relation to some other countries in Africa.
Yes, speaking of Africa, I understand that you took over another company not long ago specialized in Africa. Your footprint was never strong on the African continent. What can you tell me about Fract in Africa at this moment?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, we've been active. We have been working in Malawi and in South Africa, but that was like I think 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and then we totally ignored the continent. But I think 5 years ago we took over the Belgian company Politra.
Mm-hmm.
They are present in the DRC Congo, Zambia, South Africa, and Tanzania, mm-hmm. and that kind of also raised the interest in the continent. And then we also invested in Western Africa, mm-hmm. in Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Senegal, and Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, we also opened up offices in Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.
That's very, very impressive because, as you say, the let's say almost the last place where there's growth to be found is the African continent, maybe a little bit South America. But speaking of Asia and North America, it's kind of boring compared to Africa nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's saturated. Europe is saturated and all the continents. In Africa, it's such a huge continent and so diversified.
Yeah.
But it's not all honey and milk what is there. So you need to have a big stomach, a lot of patience. And I would say it's, I think, 52 or 54 countries. So everything is different. And you have to look at it, each country independently.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's quite a lot of challenges and a lot of opportunities as well, of course.
Right. Have you also faced a couple of questions here at the end, Dominic? Have you also faced the problem with many of the shipping lines or the ship owners now that their nose is in the sky and the price are unreasonable and the space is tight? Are you feeling that squeeze as well?
I totally agree with that statement. Of course, at the moment, it's really difficult for us, especially as smaller or mid-sized forwarders. It's really difficult, and we need to work on the relationship with the carriers and hope that they don't ignore us. And I mean, some of them, we all know they really don't care too much about freight forwarders anymore. So we're working hard on that relationship, and I hope that maybe by the end of the year there will be an ease and there will be more space on the vessels. And but nobody can really predict what's going to happen.
No. Do you also sense that some of the ship owners nowadays, they want to be the one-stop shop? I mean, they want to be a project for or forwarders in general. What's your feeling on this? I suppose you try to avoid supporting those lines, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the big ones, they have already their logistic arm. Project business is a little bit different, I would say.
Okay.
I found it more difficult for them to enter into this territory. But at the end, they are very aggressive also in hiring people from our industry. So we definitely have to be careful and what they do and follow their steps closely.
Yeah. Last question here that I have for you. This stupid coronavirus that I even was attacked by myself last week. Has that meant, something specific for your business? Has it, influenced your way of doing business and your way of managing?
Yeah, sure. We also now more digitalized. Of course, we cannot meet our customers. we're struggling in some countries more than in others. In some countries, like in Africa, is really everything is blocked. You cannot travel there. But in others, we got used to it. And I hope that it's going to get better in the next couple of months. I didn't travel for almost 2 years, and now starting slowly to go abroad again.
Yeah. No, I fully echo your sentiment. I mean, it's let's hope we can get around this and it'll be downgraded to a normal flu. That's what we all hope for. Very good, Dominic. It's been, we haven't seen each other for a very, very long time. And I must say, good to see you online, face to face here. And when I come down to check my Swiss bank accounts, if they're still there, then of course I'll come and pay you a visit.
Yeah, it's not as it used to be, where we have to. It's not everything is not everything is hidden now anymore, no, in the Swiss banking industry. So it's not so interesting anymore for you, Bo.
Okay. Well, then I have to move it to Mauritius or to Cyprus. Okay. yeah. Whatever is left there after the expiry.
I suggest so. Yeah.
But that's great, Dominic. I wish to formally thank you very much for great concise answers to clear questions. I hope you felt the same way, and thank you very much, Dominic.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Bo. And let's hope to see us at the Breakbook in Rotterdam in May, I think, or April or May, huh?
Definitely, we'll have a beer at that time. To all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Dominic Keller. He is the head of global development in the Fracht Group, a well-known and highly reputable Swiss project forwarder. Thank you very much, and stay tuned in the future for further interviews. Thank you.